Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome back. Two quick but important stories today. Boston Dynamics' latest Atlas heavy lift demo and Olo Robotics launching a browser-based ROS2 platform with three international partners. Both are about one thing, moving robots from impressive demos toward actual useful work.
Starting with Atlas, that heavy lift clip isn't just gymnastic showmanship. We're seeing whole body control paired with AI-driven manipulation, coordinated leg, torso, and arm motions, handling payloads while keeping balance during contact transitions.
Good point. The demo exposes the gap between capability and deployment. Labs can make a single impressive run, but real sites demand repeatability and safe, predictable behavior across hundreds or thousands of cycles. Edge cases, slippery floors, intermittent sensor dropout, worn grippers matter.
Exactly. For customers, it's all about measurable metrics. Cycle time consistency, mean time between failures, safe stop distances when humans enter the workspace, and maintainability. How fast a team can swap parts or recover from errors without downtime.
Switching gears to Olo. Their browser-based ROS2 stack, plus three manufacturing and distribution partners, aims to simplify buying and deploying ROS2 robots internationally. It's a distribution and support play, not just open source tooling.
That approach lowers the entry barrier. Standardized hardware SKUs, managed updates, and local support channels. But the crucial test is after handoff, integration with site PLCs, custom sensors, and long-term software maintenance, the so-called day two operations.
You're seeing two complementary moves. Atlas pushes the capability frontier, what robots can physically do, while Olo targets the operational frontier, how customers actually adopt and sustain that capability. Both have to succeed for robots to matter at scale.
There are industry risks to watch. Overpromising single demo performance, fragmented standards that make integrations expensive, and vendor lock-in if distribution deals freeze out community options. Procurement teams should budget for customization and training.
So here's the synthesis. Raw capability and operational infrastructure are now advancing in parallel. The next year won't be about cooler demos, but about rigorous field trials, repeatable metrics, and service ecosystems. That's the real gate to commercial impact.
Nice wrap. We'll keep tracking proof in production, and the company's building the support wings for capability. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next roundup.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.